In the quiet cobblestone streets of Como, Italy, a child was born in the mid-18th century who would illuminate the world with his intellect and curiosity. Alessandro Valtar, from his early years, exhibited an insatiable appetite for knowledge, particularly in the realm of natural sciences. His journey into the annals of scientific greatness began with a simple yet profound invention, the electrophorus. This device, capable of generating static electricity, was but a prelude to his monumental contributions to the field. Valtar's intellectual pursuits led him to a fascinating discovery that would stir the scientific community. When Luigi Galvani announced that frog legs twitched upon contact with different metals due to animal electricity, Valtar proposed a groundbreaking counterargument. He believed the phenomenon was due to metallic electricity generated by the metals themselves, not the animal tissue. This hypothesis prompted Valtar to embark on a series of experiments that would ultimately lead to his most famous invention. In the closing years of the 18th century, Valtar unveiled the voltaic pile, a device that marked the inception of the first electric battery. This invention comprised alternating discs of zinc and silver, separated by cardboard discs soaked in brine. It was a marvel that produced a constant flow of electricity, a feat that had eluded scientists until then. The voltaic pile was not just an invention, it was a revelation that opened the doors to the future of electrical science. Alessandro Valtar stepped into the spotlight with the unveiling of the voltaic pile. It brought him high praise and honor. Even Napoleon Bonaparte took notice. Impressed by Valtar's work in Paris, Napoleon made him a count. He also gave Valtar a senatorship in Lombardy. But success came with its hurdles. The scientific world was split. Some scientists backed animal electricity, opposing Valtar. Still, the voltaic pile's value was undeniable. It secured Valtar's triumph in this debate of minds. The voltaic pile was a catalyst for a new wave of electrical experiments. English scientists William Nicholson and Anthony Carlyle used it to decompose water into hydrogen and oxygen, discovering electrolysis and birthing the field of electrochemistry. Valtar's invention proved to be a simple and reliable source of electric current, revolutionizing scientific research and paving the way for future technological advancements. Alessandro Valtar's contributions extended beyond his lifetime. The volt, a unit of electromotive force, was named in his honor, immortalizing his contributions to science. As director of the philosophical faculty at the University of Padua, he influenced generations of scientists, leaving a legacy that would endure through the ages. Valtar's life was a testament to the power of curiosity and perseverance. His work demonstrated that breakthroughs often require challenging established beliefs and venturing into the unknown. The voltaic pile, more than an invention, was a philosophical statement about the nature of discovery and the endless possibilities that lie in questioning and experimentation. Today, we live in a world transformed by Alessandro Valtar's invention. The principles of the voltaic pile underpin modern electrical technologies, from the batteries that power our devices to the electrical grids that illuminate our cities. His discovery of a stable flow of electricity has become a cornerstone of the modern era, shaping every facet of our lives. As we move forward into the future, it is crucial to remember the lessons taught by Alessandro Valtar's life and work. His legacy is not just in the inventions he left behind, but in the spirit of inquiry and innovation he embodied. By nurturing curiosity and daring to explore the unknown, we honor Valtar's memory and contribute to the continuing saga of human progress.